What is going on, people? What's happening? Ryan Toman coming to you from the comfort of my own home on this beautiful Saturday. It is Saturday, December 29th, 2018. It's about 1 p.m. And we're going to do number 8 of Ninja Realtor. A fellow martial artist, businessman, sharing some philosophy. We're going to bring up a topic, sharing some insight. Maybe it's some insight that that can help put you in the right mindset for today. So we're going to get into it, guys. This is going to be the last podcast episode of 2018. Now, I know I told you that I might have a guest on and do a special episode, but I ended up actually doing his podcast yesterday instead. So that's what we did. He'll be here in the new year, but I have a good topic today that's going to kind of roll right off of what we talked about last week. So again, today's going to be a little more insight, you know, something you can take with you, something you can keep in perspective with regards to business, with regards to goal setting, whatever that may be. So before we get into it, what's up in the martial arts world, Ryan? What's up in the real estate world, Ryan? What's this interesting perspective you have? Well, it might not be that interesting to you guys, but it's unique. I'm going to share with you what's going on. So one take, let's get to it. Now, as far as martial arts, Thursday morning, I went and did open mat. You know, our hours are kind of funky over the holidays here, but open mat is awesome. For those of you who aren't that familiar, basically what it is no set scheduled class, just go in and train whatever you want. You know, people grapple in the gi, people grapple no gi, people do some kickboxing drilling. I hit some pads with my brother Jesse Bolt, did some tie pad work, and then I did some no gi grappling. Now, it's crazy the different energy systems that you use with different types of training. Me, I'm in really good grappling shape right now, you know, so I can grapple 10 5-minute rounds. I feel like I can go forever, you know, rolling jiu-jitsu, that kind of thing, which seems to be extremely grueling, but, you know, just doing one or two kickboxing classes a week recently, when I hit the tie pads and did some of that smash work, I could fucking feel it. You know, my lungs were on fire. I could barely hold my arms up after a while because my shoulders were so fatigued. It's just such a different energy system. You know, I have so much respect for anybody that fights MMA because to keep up on all the disciplines, to be in tip-top shape in each different discipline, I don't think a lot of people realize how much work it actually takes to feel fresh in each of those different forms. You know, it's so different. It's like you could be an awesome swimmer, you know, have crazy swimming cardio, but then you put hockey skates on and skate and you get gassed, you know, or maybe you lift weights and do a bunch of circuit training, you're in really good shape, but then you go snowboarding and your legs are just gassed, you know, it's just a different energy system. So it was kind of humbling yesterday training the kickboxing, smashing pads. I can feel it in my forearms. And that was Thursday morning, rather, not yesterday, but I can still feel it in my forearms. I'm looking forward to get crazy good kickboxing shape for this Dwayne Ludwig seminar that I mentioned coming up on March 3rd. So that was that. You know, I did a bit of weights yesterday. I did some upper legs and I did some back, and then I just sat in the sauna. You know, I did about 23 minutes in the sauna, got a good sweat in, and given myself a bit of a break over the next couple days. I've awarded myself 2 rest days here, and then, you know, we'll get back into it next week. That's some dark roast right there, baby. So yeah, Monday morning again, I'm going to do some open mat. I'm going to probably do some more tie pad smashing, maybe do a few rolls, and then get back into a regular routine Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. So as far as work, guys, real estate biz, it's been pretty quiet. You know, I've really been enjoying that. The majority of things have been, you know, like I mentioned, handing out 2019 calendars to certain customers and clients, you know, I get the odd phone call, the odd text. You know, I'm emailing with a bit of leads, you know, trying to set some stuff up for the new year. But overall, it's been pretty chill. These are opportunities that come randomly. I'll happily jump on them, communicate with some people momentarily, and stay on top of things. But, you know, not a full day's work, let's just put it that way. It's really important to find the right balance with communication. You know, you want to be persistent with people, with your clients, you know, potential customers, but you don't want to bug people. Especially during the holidays, you know, you really have to think. You can't just be on people because you feel like you need to be extremely productive. You need to give people that time, give them that break. You know, if they're busy doing their family thing, they're busy doing holidays, let them do it. You know, we don't need to be harassing everybody. The last thing you want to be is a salesperson that just harasses people and annoys people. You know, there's a fine line between being persistent and being that guy or that gal. So keep that in mind, guys. Give people their time. You know, I was just running some other errands yesterday. I had to, you know, renew my mortgage, hit some chiropractor up, and went to a collision center because I did some Boxing Day shopping. Wiped my car down, you know, 340 BMW 2017, kind of my baby. You know, wiped it all down, had it shining. I even shined the tires. And I come out of the bookstore and notice a big dent in the back of my car. Somebody hit it with a shopping cart. I think it was when I was at Winner's or a Vietnamese restaurant. Pisses me off. You know, some people are so inconsiderate. I don't know about you guys, but I've personally never hit a vehicle with a shopping cart. Especially, you know, not justifying it, even if it's a beater that, you know, you can bump it. But especially if you see somebody that really has pride in their vehicle, it's clean, it's a nice vehicle, a luxury vehicle, they take care of it, be a little extra careful. You know, maybe take the time to make sure your shopping cart doesn't hit the vehicle and hit it hard enough to actually dent it. So I got a quote yesterday, and it's about $1,700 initial damage to get it repaired. Not just a little nick, like it's an actual dent. And I don't think it's from a vehicle pulling in and hitting it. So luckily I bought an appearance package when I purchased this car, so I think it's covered. I got to find out about the deductible, but using my stoicism to try not to overreact and worry about things that are out of my control. You know, it happened. I don't know who the hell did it. It is what it is. I'm not going to put energy into worrying, being miserable. Just take care of it from here. It could always be worse. It's not the end of the world. So, moving on. My mom always made fun of me for slurping my coffee, but bear with me, guys. I got a couple of sips left. So, let's get into it. Let's get into the topic. Let's get into the last topic of 2018. So, last week we talked about goal setting. This week, we're going to talk about celebrating your goals. If you guys are disciplined enough to write goals down and then accomplish them, make sure you celebrate them. The reward, the celebration of the goal is just as important as completing the goal itself. What is the point of setting a goal? What's the point of accomplishing a goal if you're not going to celebrate it? Really think about that. Now, I don't mean you need to throw a big party, spend $1,000, take a week off work, you know, hop on a plane. It might even be just, you know, go get that latte instead of your normal coffee. You know, go out for supper. Give yourself a few hours to enjoy your day. You know, take a day off, take an afternoon off, take the night off, you know. Even if it's as simple as falling back into your bed, saying yes and patting yourself on the shoulder and looking yourself in the mirror and saying that you're proud of yourself, letting it sink in, acknowledging it, reflecting on the goal that you accomplished. This is so important, guys. You know, even thinking back here to a micro example, if you play hockey and you score a goal, you celebrate. Yeah, it's a 10-second celebration. You put your hands up, you give your buddies a hug, and then you line back up and you get back to work. But you still celebrate. Even though it's 10 seconds, even though it's a smile, a hands in the air, a hell yeah with your boys, a fist bump, whatever the hell it is, it's still a celebration. A celebration to that goal that you scored, that goal that you assisted. The last thing you want to do is be an avid goal setter, go through life knocking down these accomplishments and never celebrating, never giving yourself a break, never appreciating the work that you put in. Now, there's something said to, you know, because I'm this way with money, to not overdoing it, not overindulging. You know, when you're making, you have a good month, whatever, you have a good few months. You know, I'm the type that'll just put the money in the bank, not even look at the account balances and just keep grinding. But you have to celebrate a little bit. Like I said, guys, even if you pat yourself on the shoulder, take a deep breath and tell yourself you're proud of yourself. Get that extra coffee. You know, have a couple of drinks one night. Whatever it is, you earned it. Celebrate your hard work. You don't want to be somebody that's just, you know, nose down, never content, never satisfied, and then you die one day. You can be disciplined, keep your nose down, keep knocking down these goals, and still show yourself the appreciation. Still celebrate. You know, you deserve it. You work hard. So remind yourself that, guys. This is just some insight. You know, this isn't a big long spiel. I just want you guys to remember, if you're goal setting, take the time to appreciate what you've accomplished. Simple as that. Just don't forget that, because it's easy to forget. And I've done it in the past too. But a goal is not worth anything if you don't celebrate it. What is it? It's nothing. The celebration of the goal is just as important as completing the goal itself. So take that insight, guys. Remember that. Remind yourself that. Give yourself that reward for the accomplishment that you make. So, so important. I can't express it enough. So just something to take with you in the last week of 2018. Remember that when you're reflecting on your goals, whether they're micro goals, whether they're annual goals, whatever. Really take that insight. Really remember that. Really remind yourself that. You've earned it. You deserve it. So moving on, as I mentioned, you know, I kind of told you about the martial arts world here, taking a couple days off. I am getting together with my academy tonight. We're going to watch UFC 232, I believe it is. Gustafson against John Jones. Cyborg against Amanda Nunes. I'm pumped. There's good fights on the card. Chad Mendes is fighting. BJ Penn, Ryan Hall, Carlos Condit, Michael Chiesa, Uriah Hall. There's a ton of good fights. I'm super excited for this fight card. You know, going to celebrate. I'll probably do my New Year's thing tonight. You know, have a few drinks. I'm not really huge on New Year's Eve, you know. I don't think Monday I'm going to have a separate New Year's Eve celebration. So tonight's my night to enjoy MMA at the highest level. As a fan, you know, I told you, as far as business, I'm giving my clients that break. I'm not being over persistent, but I'm taking care of the opportunities that are in front of me. Starting fresh in the new year, late next week, we're going to get it. We're going to get to it. As far as goals, I never really mentioned to you guys what my goals are. I've realized that I kind of want to keep my goals personal. I don't think goals are necessarily to be shared with everybody. But the way I'm doing it is having some tangible goals, having some intangible goals, and then setting some mantras for the year. I'll give you a couple examples. You know, tangible, I want to hop on a plane. You know, I want to get my purple belt in Bang Muay Thai and in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. You know, I want to have a certain amount of podcast episodes, one a week, 52. So by the end of 2019, I want to finish episode 60 of Ninja Realtor. Now I'm putting it out there. So I got to be accountable now. I just put it out there to you guys. I now have to be accountable. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, put a number on the amount of listens I want to get, the amount of downloads. I'm not really about that. I'm just trying to get the reps in. I'm just trying to get better, better at communicating, better, you know, feeling more comfortable with this kind of thing. And just be persistent with something. Just be consistent. You know, I believe there's power in that. There's energy in that consistent momentum. So those are some tangible ideas. You know, as far as intangible, kind of some personal character things I want to work on. And then mantras, you know, things that I want to tell myself on a regular basis. Just little things to keep in my head, because I'm a believer that thoughts are things. Positive thoughts, ambitious thoughts. These are the things that run through my head every day. It takes work, it takes discipline, but I'm a believer in that sort of thing. So that's just an example of how I do my goals, guys. Yes, I'm going to celebrate these goals once they're accomplished, even if it's micro, even if it's getting that latte instead of a dark roast coffee. I'm going to pat myself on the shoulder that in that sense. So if you guys ever want to know a little bit more of my goals, a little bit more of my mantras, if you reach out to me, I'd be more than happy to share them. But for now, I'm going to keep them to myself. You guys have a great rest of your 2018. Honestly, I know the numbers aren't big, but anybody that's found, you know, any benefit in listening to these, anybody that's tuned in for a few, I really, really do appreciate this. Like I said, I'm going to do it regardless, even if nobody listens, because it's just something I intuitively want to do. I want to share. I feel like I have a little bit of value. I want to get better at this whole thing. But, you know, if you've tuned in a few times, hey, goes a hell of a long way. I appreciate you guys. So treat yourself. Enjoy the rest of your holidays. Celebrate New Year's if that's your thing. Celebrate the goals you've accomplished. Let's get it. Let's get it for 2019. Let's start the year off right. And I'll be back next year. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.